Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Soita Perek Tes Mishiyud Beizin Yigimol. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Estubas Rachol Shish B'zecher Defined Receiving Hagun Bekar of Mamish. And Mishiyud Beiz tells us Mishamezu Nevim Harishayim when the first Nevim died, Batul Urim V'tumim. There's no more Urim V'tumim. And Nevim Harishayim referred to all of Nevim except for the last ones who are Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and those that lived in their times, which was the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. The Nevim Harishayim lived in the first Beis Hamikdash. So when Nevim Harishayim died, there was no more Urim V'tumim. What is the Urim V'tumim? So we know that behind the Kohen Gadol's there was a piece of parchment with Hashem's name on it called the Urim V'Tumim. And whenever there was a question of great importance for Am Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol would look at the Chayshen and through Ruach HaKodesh was able to discern letters that were popping out or that lit up, and he would understand what the answer was. But once the Nevim Rishayim died, the level of Kedusha went down and they didn't have this high level of Ruach HaKodesh, so the Urim V'Tumim didn't work anymore. Continuing Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batal HaShamir, the Shamir worm was no more. This was a special worm that was simply placed on stone and it cracked it in half, and also when placed on the stones of the Chayshen, it etched the letters of the names of the Shvatim inside them, the Nifas Tzufim. There's a special honey that came from a place called Tzufim that was also no more after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Upasku Anshe Amana. There were no more Anshe Amana. These were people who had pure, unadulterated faith in Hashem. And how do we know this? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Hoshia Hashem ki gamar chasid v'gaymer. We're really learning from the continuation of the Pasuk that says, ki fasu emunim mibnei adam, that there was no more emunim among people. And Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah he tells us, Mim Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Yom She'im Baiklala. There's no day that doesn't have a curse. V'loyard atal bracha, and the tal, the dew that would come down in the morning, didn't give its usual bracha. And v'nit al tama peiros, the delicious and special taste the fruit used to have was taken away. And again, this is all because of the lower level of kedusha. And Rabbi Yossi tells us af nit al shaymen ha peiros, even the shaymen, the nutritional value of peiros, was taken away from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And on to Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, where he tells us hataru notal satam v'sareach, when Am Yisrael stopped being on their high level of tahara of purity that they used to be on, taste and aroma of fruits was taken. And hamaisres notlas shemen adagon, when they stopped giving proper trumas and maisres, the nutritional value of grain was taken away. And v'chomer v'chomer say haznus v'akshafim kilus hakol, adultery and witchcraft ruined everything. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last two mishnayos in the mesechta, yudalad and tezvav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.